Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
We may be seated. Be seated. Now we may be seated. Amen. I'm going to talk about money. Your amen, O God, this is a small thing. Money issues take a backseat in the church, ne? Not in the main sermon, definitely. It will be during offering and all that. Amen? But you see, do you know that money is mentioned more than 800 times in the Bible? More than 800 times. Hello. Are you the right people I have to speak to today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So can we talk about money? You see, there is a well called a financial well. When you go to the well, you can go anywhere else, whatever you do, but there is a well, that financial well, when you go to, you find a spirit sitting there that says, you won't enjoy here. You won't drink from this well. I mean, that's experience I'm talking about. You will be so excited about the sermon and be blessed when you get home. It's like, okay. It's like something is taking out everything that we taught you. The situation that you face from Monday, Tuesday, you are carried by faith. But there is much more, I believe, that God wants us to understand about finances. Amen. We are praying right now that the children of God are going to ascend the mountain of finances and business. That you are going to control. Amen. God wants money to be in our hands. And if we don't teach about it, it's an injustice. I know when you're talking money, not too much Holy Spirit. You know, people don't go in the Spirit. Easy. Oh, you are at church, young man, today. Oh, look at this young man. Oh, look at this young man. When I see you, it means Val Uver is coming. Hallelujah. Do you love Jesus Christ? Children of God have to take over. Prayer alone will work, but there are certain things that we must do as well. And if we don't do that, then we are doing injustice. Our faith is in vain because it's based on ignorance. Listen. Faith comes by hearing. By hearing what? The word of God. So faith is acting on the word of God. But if you are ignorant of the same word, then your faith is in vain. The same with finances. We can believe whatever we want to believe. But there are certain things that God has put in place that we operate for everyone, whether you are a Christian or not. Do you know that many of the people who are successful in the world, they use biblical principles? But it's not just a tandazapel. Can I talk to somebody here? Hello. Oh, this thing that steals your joy every time is going to hell in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You know, you're so excited about the word and everything you have heard. You know, when you get home and then they say to you, Daddy, tomorrow they said we must bring 500 rand to school. I lesson money. I say it goes through. Kuri, it. Yeah, puma is sermon. Yeah, puma. Am I talking to the right people here? Or lebazalwani? Do you experience what I'm talking about? It's like, okay. Amen. And you got this thing waits when you are really excited about the things of the Lord and about what the Lord is doing. You say, pa. Amen. We were talking about this with men, you know, and the other day weekend, and say one of the things that makes men to be angry at home is money. Money that they don't have. And they realize that they've brought people into the world. And they're screaming money. And instead of the men saying, explaining to everyone the situation, you see, our families, unless we tell them the truth, they think we have a money-making machine somewhere. Do you understand what I'm saying? Especially a father. A father, no, father has money. So they don't understand your struggles. They're coming there, hey, Baba, what? Before they even tell you what they want. What do you want? Daddy, what do you want? No, I'm just saying, Daddy. Oh, mommy. Am I telling the truth? Yeah. But we must teach you or talk about these things. I mean, personally, there are things that I'm going through, things that I've learned, things that I'm implementing, things and all that. We all learning as God teaches us and guides us. Amen? Amen. I pray that when you finish this series, we'll be wealthy. It's a journey towards your financial wealth. We're going to look at seven principles or laws that govern creation of wealth and how scriptural and biblical this thing is. It's actually shocking. It's amazing. Amen. Indeed, a righteous man leaves riches, you know, or wealth for his children's children, isn't it? An inheritance. But that is not just money there. So let's not misunderstand that scripture. It goes beyond what? So that inheritance goes beyond finances and wealth and all that. Amen? Do you love Jesus Christ? Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this? Let's clap hands for Jesus Christ. Amen. Proverbs. Before we go to Proverbs, let me just give you these principles first so that you have them before we start. Amen. So for the next 7 weeks, this is what we are talking about. Number one, we're talking about the law of wisdom. You have to understand how the law of wisdom operates. Number two is the law of stewardship. The law of stewardship. Then, the law of sowing and reaping. Many of us know that law. This is the law that we emphasize a lot when we take offerings. But there are many laws. You know? The law of connections. God will connect you to the right people in the name of Jesus. The law of change. You can't be wealthy unless you are prepared to change. your habits and your behaviors. Are you following? The law of saving. It's a biblical law. And then lastly, the law of growth. I love this one the most. The law of growth. Amen. You have got that. The law of wisdom, the law of stewardship, the law of sowing and reaping, the law of connections, the law of change, the law of saving, the law of growth. We're going to look at the Bible in all these situations. Amen. Now, first of all, you have to understand that the Bible says in book of Proverbs 10 verse 22, it says that the blessing of the Lord brings wealth. And he does not what? Add sorrow to it. Proverbs what? 10 verse what? 22. The law of the Lord does what? I mean, the blessing of the Lord does what? Makes one rich. Other translators will say what? Makes what? One rich. Others will say brings wealth. I like the one brings wealth. Amen? And adds no sorrow. Are you here? Amen. Now, you must notice that it does not say that the blessing of the Lord is wealth. It brings wealth. It talks about a process. You see that? It talks about what? You must understand that there is two types of wealth, two ways we get wealth. There is instantaneous wealth, and then there is a gradual accumulation of wealth. Do you have it? So there is instantaneous. It means it's immediate. Suddenly, you wake up, you are rich. Or somebody's going to suddenly wake up and is rich. No. As someone who's going to wake up, you're going to receive a call, says, hey, your uncle is so dead, something. Then we discovered something. I pray that you have rich uncles, not poor uncles, so that when they die, something happens to you. Who wants a poor uncle? So that when they go, there's something remaining. Amen. Hallelujah. So those are the like discoveries, you know, things that are just suddenly, you know, suddenly there is money that you has matured that we had forgotten about. You receive a call, hey, the money is here. Come on, is there somebody like that in the house? Like you wake up tomorrow, like here is money, yeah? Wow. Wow. You know, yesterday, you know, I was sent to go and buy chicken feet. You know, I was sent to go and buy chicken feet. No. Chicken, like feeding for the food. Chicken food. No, not chicken feet. Chicken food. They call it chicken feet. I don't know why they call it chicken feet, but it's a D, not a T. Feed. So I was sent to go by that, and when I got there, you know, they gave me cash, you know. So this guy is going through this cash and he picks up a 10 rands. He said, no, there's an old 10 rands. So I said to him, does it mean it's worth more, sir? Because I want it back. And he says, not this one, And then we started talking about this. Say, okay, which one now? So you know what, we talked about a rent that is a certain rent, and then we got to a Kruger rent. Say, if you get a Kruger rent, yo, I will be rich. And I said, okay, I'll go check through my father's stuff. Maybe I'll find a Kruger rent. Yeah, that may be a turnaround. Because you see, at that time, that rent was worth nothing during their time. So it must be in the pocket somewhere. So it's not worth anything. But today, if I can find it, it will be worth lots of money. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, so there is the kind of riches that you suddenly wake up to. And God does it according to his purposes. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? May you be the one that God identifies for this kind of grace. It's me. I say, may you be the one identified for this kind of grace. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? So there is this kind, and then there is gradual grace. Now, so when the Bible says that the blessing of God brings wealth, it talks about a process. In other words, when you are blessed by God, you have the potential to be wealthy. Are you hearing me? It's not like when you are poor and you are born again, then it means you are not blessed. No, you have the potential. What you do with the potential is another story. The thing is this. If you are a child of God, anything that passes through your hand has the potential to be multiplied. Because the blessing is on you. Oh, Jesus Christ. No matter what it is, no matter how small it is, in your hands it can multiply because you carry the blessing of the Lord. The problem is that we don't see that, and we're always looking for something bigger, for more. But we don't realize that God has got the potential, has got the ability to bless what you have so that it can be more. Am I talking to somebody here? Are you hearing me? All of us here, we've seen money. Who has never seen money? I mean, handled money. Hello? Have you ever held any money in your hands? You miss the potential to be a billionaire. That's how serious it is. No matter the amount, given the correct principles, wealth can be created from anything. Are you hearing me? And I'm happy. And I believe some of us, really, God will give us another chance. Hallelujah. To make it right. And the younger ones have got the chance to make it right, to get it right the first time. Amen. Say, my hands are blessed to multiply anything that goes through my hands. Now, so wealth or financial abundance is what God desires of his children. Amen? Because what can you do without finances? Even the word of God, even the work of God needs what? It needs finances. Amen? So the first principle is the principle of the law of wisdom. The law of wisdom. I cannot hear you. I cannot hear you. Now, in the book of 1 Kings, we come across the story of Solomon in chapter 4. Amen? Are you here? In that scripture, God speaks to him. Amen. And he says to him, he must ask whatever he wants to ask. Remember the story. And Solomon asked for wisdom. My question is to you, if God came to your house tonight and say, ask anything, what are you going to ask? Hello? Oh, it seems you don't want to talk this side. If God visited your house today, what are you going to ask? Of course, the same thing you ask him every day, which is money. Every time, you can just listen to your prayers, you can tell. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? You can tell what he can. That's why he doesn't come, because he already knows. That's why he does not even bother asking, because he already knows, isn't it? Are you in the house of God? Because this one, the principles are mixed up. You see, he says to Solomon, ask, amen? And in verse 29 says, God gave Solomon wisdom, amen? Because he asked for wisdom, amen? He said, give me what? Wisdom. Solomon had the wisdom to ask for wisdom. You see, that's the another thing. You need wisdom to ask for wisdom. Yeah. You need what? Wisdom to ask for wisdom. How did he know that wisdom is necessary? Because he had wisdom. But he realized, hey, this wisdom is nice, but it's not enough. It's just enough for me to ask the right questions and ask for the right things. Are you hearing me? And the Bible says that he gave him wisdom and very great insight and a breadth of understanding as measureless as the sand on the seashore. Hallelujah. Now, why did Solomon ask for wisdom? Because he realized that money and anything else without wisdom, it's a recipe for disaster. You cannot handle money without wisdom. Hello. Say never. You can't. Your problem is this. Not that you have never had money. Who has never had money? Let me see that person who fell from planet whatever. No one. Did we all have some money at some point? Missed opportunities. Say never. Missed opportunities. I may have had more money than you, but God could have done what he wanted to do with your life, even with the money that you had. That is the truth. Amen. That is what? That is the truth. According to the Hebrew, according to the Hebrew Bible, the word used there is chokmah from the Hebrew writings. Chokmah. Say chokmah. C-H-O-K-M-A-H. Chokmah. You know what it means? It means the ability to judge correctly. Say never. Rabulawa ke judgment de fela. Do you see what that is? Judgment. Yarket. Are you hearing me? And not that, and to follow the best course of action. In other words, there are many courses of action, but there is the best one. There's so many ways, for instance, you can invest money, but there is the best way. Are you hearing me? But for that, we need wisdom. Some of us have invested money in the pyramid schemes and rejuve. If you have not been cheated by pyramids, then you're not a South African. No. If you have not lost money, because they always reappear in another form and shape. They are always repackaged. But you need wisdom to say, is this still the same thing? And you know, here's the thing. They always have people to testify. They have testimonies. They line up testimonies for you. Say, okay, tell them. You know what? I put so much. I got out so much. I put again. I got it again. I said, wow, I'm also putting. Oh, my goodness. And here, you see, this is the thing. Because we don't preach about these things. Né? You go home, you get another preacher from the pit of hell. And he start preaching to you the things we don't preach about in church. And you give your life. People kill themselves, by the way. The whole pension gone. These are serious matters, yo. Families destroyed. We pastors who are busy taking you to the third heaven and back. And when you land, you realize that I'm still landing where it's like this. That's why some people call religion an opioid. A spiritual opioid. In other words, it's like a drug. Ecstasy. Religion. I refuse that kind of religion. I refuse that kind of religion. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You have now to land. So realize, okay, I'm still here. And then when you land, you find these sharks. You land right in the well of sharks. He said, okay, we can help you, sir. Just give us 10,000. Are you hearing me? Somebody say, the devil is a liar. We are going to be rich. Say, I'm going to be rich. By the principles of God, I'm going to be rich. I'm going to have money. I'm going to have money. Amen. Another definition of wisdom is the ability to know the purpose for having the things that you have. The purpose. Why do you have the money? Having a bigger picture. That's what you need. Wisdom helps you to see bigger picture. Bigger. Not just you. And I want to challenge you right now. We all have a list of the things you need, isn't it? Do you have them? Like, you know, like if I wake you up in the middle of the night, you know, okay, I'll need one, two, three. If you want to really embark on this journey, and get the best out of it and enjoy the ride, go and give that list to Jesus and say, I don't want this list anymore. I want your list now. Give me your list. Are you hearing me? Because that list must change before money comes. And ask for wisdom to understand the purpose for the wealth when it comes. Am I talking to somebody here? So, The first thing that you need to do before we even move any further, just take that list to God in prayer and say, Lord, please, I want to have your view of things. When I get money, when I get salary, when I get an increase, why do I want increase? Why do I want that? Because the only way for us to grow what we receive is if we have the perspective of God. That's the only way we can increase what we have, if we have got what? The perspective of God on what we receive. Amen. So, wealth, as I said, you can receive it from God. I mean, wisdom, not wealth. Wisdom, you can receive it from God. You can pray for wisdom and receive it from God. In the book of James 1 verse 5 says, whoever lacks wisdom, let him ask. In other words, you can do what? You can ask for wisdom. Before the money that is coming to your life, which is coming for sure. Are you here, Bazalwane? It's God's desire that you should be well financially as his child. God does not want you to knock on the doors of the unbelievers asking for money. He does not get any glory from it. He doesn't. When your car gets stuck on the road because of petrol, Mudimarat. I pray that I will I pray no more in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So these are the things we must not accept as norms. Do you know that our father owns a cattle where? 1,000 hills, isn't it? Many, many, many cattle. How many cattle can be on 1,000 hill? A lot of them. So have the right mind. And really, I want, you see, people, listen to me. Are you listening to me? As we embark on this journey, do not be obsessed with the thing of wanting to be rich at all cost. And when we are talking saving, we don't mean obsession. You are still going to enjoy life in the name of Jesus. The first thing is to rest in the knowledge that God wants you to be rich. And he wants to give you these things. That's where the toiling comes in. The worry. That's the toiling that people of the world have about riches. They worry. They do everything in their strength. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? But you are not supposed to. You have to be responsible, but still relax in the knowledge that God is the one that makes one rich. Is it clear to someone here? Yeah. So as much as we want to be responsible, but we are not going to be stressed. Tell your neighbor, we are not going to be stressed. No. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you have got to go out for lunch and go and spend 1,000 rands, by all means. Are you hearing me? Tell your neighbor, when it's time to go and spend 2,000 rands on supper, by all means. Or somebody does not hear this. As long as we do the right things and we are not stressing. Amen. Say, neighbor, we need a balance. Not toiling, have peace in the process.
Amen.
Because you know that God is in control of the process. This is a journey. The end of it, you're going to be a millionaire in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. As I said, we are praying right now, our midnight prayers. We are praying that you will ascend this mountain. But you see, the church has to do something today to show that we are preparing ourselves to take over. We cannot take over the financial world with this ignorance that we have. Akunandaba, whether you say amen or H or what, it doesn't matter. Are you hearing me? We cannot. Amen? We cannot. We have to prepare. Hallelujah. We have to do what? We have to prepare ourselves for this. So, God wants us to be worthy. Amen? So, in our preparation, there are quite a number of things that we are going to do. And I remember one of the things that I wanted to establish about 2 years ago or even more is a business desk in the church. Business desk. And in this, this desk serves one. When somebody comes to you and says there is an investment, you say, wait, let me phone the business desk at church. The reason why we get confused is because we don't know where to go for help. Our churches are just too spiritual. Am I telling the truth? So you are alone out there, you're making these decisions. So we are going to, and we must have a business desk that will be advised also by professionals. If they've got something else, that then they can ask somebody else to help them. But one of the things they will do immediately, they will tell you, this one is a pyramid scheme. Don't even put your money there. Okay, say thank you, I'm not. Because when you are alone, about Terry Conning, I would go in such a let. Hallelujah. At least if you know, you say, okay, wait, let me phone the church. Business desk. I've got this. They'll say, we'll check it. Don't worry, we'll do fact check. They go on internet, they ask about this, they say, hey, red flag, red flag, red flag. Then you know, I know there were people who got involved in one scheme. I won't tell you what they are, what this was, but hey, about 3 years ago. And I told them that I went and I searched and I saw on internet that they are saying, hey, be careful. And I told them. But you see, they were so excited to carry neighborhood drugs. They did not listen to me. They believed in this thing. Because they saw videos. They saw videos. They saw this. They saw this. They didn't believe me. But even today, they are still waiting to be millionaires. Are you hearing me? And I told them that, hey, this thing don't. There's something about it. That's not right. You see, these are the things that we have to do as a church. Amen? Are you hearing me? Is somebody in the house? So wisdom, hallelujah, comes when we ask for it. Amen? I can tell you, many of us just lacked wisdom, that's all. When we had the chance to make it better in life, we lacked what? Wisdom. Amen? We lacked what? Yeah, we must be honest. Because that admission will help us to move forward. Amen? As part of our confession today, we're going to confess how foolish we have been. Look at your neighbor. You must confess your foolishness. Sorry, neighbor. Sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm just relaying what the pastor tells me. I'm not undermining you. I'm just saying. Be angry with him and not me. Tell you and I say, neighbor, you have to confess your foolishness. I say Satan is foolishness. Many a times when you pray, you Satan out of my finances. Cast the foolishness out of your finances. Amen. Amen. So far. Are you hearing me? What must we cast out first? Okay, it's first Satan, okay? But don't forget, second is what? Foolishness must be cast out of the whole thing. In Jesus' name. Folly. And be replaced with what? Wisdom. That's where we must start. That's why this is the first principle that our, before money comes wisdom. Amen? Do you love Jesus Christ? Are you ready for this? So wisdom you can ask for. And then there is wisdom that comes from gray hair. Say, neighbor, I see you've got gray hair. You must be wise. Is your neighbor having some gray hair? No. Move from that neighbor. Move. You are not sitting next to wisdom. Oh, it's shaved. It could have been there. Ne? It's shaved. It's gone. Does not want to show his inheritance. Amen? Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Job 12 verse 12 says, wisdom is with the aged, and understanding in the length of days. Are you listening to this? In other words, there are things that come from this thing we find in Proverbs 29 verse 15. Proverbs 29 verse 15, you can write it down. It says, the rod and reproof give wisdom. Well, one of this gray hair comes from the rod and reproof. What we call the hard knocks of life. Ridiboni. We've seen things in life. So when you are sitting next to somebody with gray hair, respect them. They've seen things. And they've come through to be here today. You must respect them. They are survivors. Say, neighbor, you are a survivor. Respect the gray hair. The gray hair. Hallelujah. Seen things. And there's a well of experience that comes with it. Amen? That sometimes I see young people and you try to advise them this and that, they don't listen. They don't know. Because some of us have been there and have tasted it. Amen? I don't want to go through the hard knocks of life if somebody has already gone through it for me. Amen? So, God provides us wisdom in the form of gray hairs in our midst. Say, neighbor, but you are young. Why do you have gray hair? Because now, they say length of days here. They must go together. Amen? Hallelujah. Come on, clap your hands for Jesus Christ. Amen. So, in our midst, we are going to draw from the strength that we have in our midst. when we create this advisory desks where people will come, you know, when they've got not only problem things like this, any form of investment. Somebody wants to start businesses. In fact, anybody with a business idea must be able to go there and say, how do I go about it? In the church. Are you hearing me? This is a process. Starts with wisdom. Let me tell you, there are other things we're going to talk about that are going to blow your mind. When you finished with this, you shall be rich. I say you shall be rich. Hallelujah. So the first and foremost thing is what Solomon asked for. Wisdom. The Bible says he became the richest man in the world. His net worth is today, it's still more than the richest man in the world. Are you hearing me? This man started with what? Wisdom. In fact, listen to this. Ecclesiastes 7 verse 12 says, for the protect, okay, maybe you must find it first, those who are still looking. Ecclesiastes what? It says, for the protection of wisdom is like the protection of money. The protection of what? Of wisdom is like the protection of money. And the advantage of knowledge is that wisdom preserves the life of him who has it. The protection of what? Of wisdom is like the protection of money. In other words, money does protect, isn't it? But wisdom even more. Hallelujah. Why is it important that we must be wealthy? It's because wealth gives you the power to do things, to influence things. Right now, we are going to vote. I will not going to vote. Are you going to vote? Are you going to vote? Do you know that the people with money, what they do now, they just go to the parties that look like they will make contribution and they give them money. Because money talks. If I give you money, I expect something in return. So people are controlled by money. Hello? You see, the reason why if you speak less and let money speak more, you find that you are more effective in communicating. Am I talking to somebody here? You can be talking to people for the whole day, but the moment you take it money and you put it here and you look that way, when you come back, people have changed their minds. The power of man. We are praying. You see, those that have got money, they control things. Okay. And that's not God's plan, that money should be in the wrong hands. Amen? I pray that our offerings in the church are going to change. They are going to change. Amen. And it starts here. And we are going to do it. We are going to be rich. That's your language from today, that you are rich. I say from today, change your language. I'm rich. I say wealth will come to those who want it and call it. So from today, when you speak, say, I've got the money, I'm rich. I'm not defined by my current situation. I speak what I believe I am. Is it going to happen? I said, is it going to happen? So help us as we embark on this journey of wealth creation. Start speaking the right things. That I'm wealthy. I'm not a beggar. I've got abundance. I've got that. You see, people, if you don't do it, you see me. When I finish here, I'll be another story. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when I go somewhere else, don't expect me to pay for you. You'll pay for yourself because I expect you to be rich too. Yeah. Amen. Who believes this? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. These are things that matters. We cannot even... We have got a crusade now. That's coming in March. Is it April? April in Stelo. April. It's in April. We've got a crusade. We need money for that crusade. We need money. Do you think it's not God's purpose that we should have a crusade? No, he said go have crusades everywhere, all over the world. Go have crusade. You don't expect God to come back and say, now you can have a crusade. No. And then when he did that, he made sure that money is available. But that money is not accessible, but it's available. It's only accessed through the correct principles. And that's what we are giving you now. God is not going to trust you with money until you're wise. Imhlungu ne? Kakhulu. From today, let's pray for wisdom more than money. Wisdom, wisdom. When you open your mouth, wisdom. Wisdom. Before you know it, wisdom it will be knocking at your door. The value of wisdom is amazing. It could have made a lot of difference in our lives if we had it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, the Bible says that wisdom will protect you even more than money. Amen? So if you have got money and you don't have wisdom, it's a recipe for disaster. Do you believe this? The protection of wisdom is like what? The protection of money. And the advantage of knowledge is that wisdom preserves the life of him who has it. So, it has the advantage. Amen? Over money, because money will not protect. It is limited. It can actually even kill you. But wisdom will not. Hallelujah. Are we together here? Can I hear people say, I want wisdom more than anything now? Hallelujah. Wise people can be trusted with more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're going to pray right now. Amen. This is the beginning of the many, many, many things we are going to talk about. Hallelujah. And when we are done, this ministry will have a different outlook financially. From tomorrow until Sunday, we are fasting for wealth. Yeah, we mean business. We are fasting and praying for what? For money. Yeah. Are you hearing this? Why do we do that? It's because... Why do we fast for this? It's not because, and pray, it's not because God does not want us to give. It's because the enemy also, he is also moving his things now. He also repositioning himself. You know what he will do? He will take us back to the same things. We will hear things here and we can't implement them because of what the situation he has created. You understand? So we are praying and taking control of the atmosphere of wealth creation. Are you hearing this? We're taking control of the atmosphere of wealth creation. So it's anybody ask, why are you praying for wealth? Hey, we are creating an atmosphere of wealth creation so that the enemy must not come. When you hear God that say, God says, do 1, 2, 3. Now you can't do because there's a situation that he created to make sure that you never experience these principles. So we are praying exactly for that from tomorrow. Are you hearing this? Yeah. Hallelujah. Many a times you plan to do things, you can't do them because something has happened. How many people know what I'm talking about here? Yeah. So as you are hearing and you are believing, somebody is doing something to steal the word. And that's how the words get stolen, is through circumstances that are created to make it difficult for you to implement the word that you've heard. Is it making sense to someone? So from tomorrow until Sunday, 7 days of dedication of this wealth creation journey. So we're dedicating it and we're creating the atmosphere for wealth creation. Who believes at the end of this we shall be something else? Wow. Hallelujah. That business of yours that has not been moving, let it be the atmosphere. Let it be the atmosphere. So, somebody will ask, what kind of fasting? If you've been in the ministry long enough, you will know we don't have any fast that we propose. You choose one of the many fasting that we have. Any of the 7 levels, you can choose anyone. If you know, go level 1, it's fine. Level 2, you know the levels, eh? So every time we declare, we don't say any fasting. It's up to you. If you are angry enough, you'll go for 7. Kuru, you are angry. Kuru, khatits. Are you hearing me? Say, neighbor, it depends how angry you are. And how much you want to close everything so that it doesn't interfere with what you are going to do right now. This may be a one-time opportunity. I don't remember us doing this in the ministry. Never, isn't it? This is new. It might be a season. It might be a season. Amen. Are you excited about this? Are we fasting from tomorrow? Are we creating the atmosphere for wealth creation? Hallelujah. Come on, shout a shout of glory. Shout. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Things are going to happen, I believe. Amen? Your life and mine is not going to be the same. But wisdom is starting today. I say wisdom is starting today. Can you stand on our feet right now and begin to receive wisdom from above? You'll be shocked at the decisions that you make and wonder. Let's pray, Lord Jesus. Oh, give me wisdom. Money I see, but wisdom I need the most. Say, money I can see, but wisdom I need the most. Heavenly Father, you said in James, if we lack wisdom, we have to ask. I've been foolish, Lord. In many ways, in the past, when I had money, I did not act justly. I was not a good steward. I made wrong decisions. I've given loan sharks money. I've given pyramid sharks money. I neglected your principles. Because of ignorance. Heavenly Father, I pray today, forgive me. Cast out of me foolishness. in the name of Jesus. Cast out of me the control that money has on me. That drives me crazy to do crazy things, unthinkable things, when money is here. Heavenly Father, I pray for wisdom never to do things that are not wise when given opportunities in life. I declare that this is a new life. It's a new moment. It's a new dawn in my life. I believe you are giving me a chance, Lord. I believe you are giving me a fresh start in my life. Financially, I rebuke the demon sitting at my financial well. I say, you demon that has been refusing me to drink from this well because of my mistakes, because of witchcraft, because of anything, whether of my own or of the devil, I say, leave my well. Come on, begin to pray. Say, you Satan, leave my financial well. I want to drink from this water. Leave my financial well. Say, by fire, by force. Say, by fire, by force. Say, you may have reasons why you are sitting here. But listen, I've heard. I've repented. I've changed. You have got no legal grounds to still be sitting at my well. Now get ready to kick this thing out of your well. Are you ready to kick this thing? Just get ready. Just get ready for a heaviest kick of your life. Are you ready to kick this thing from your well? Are you ready to kick this thing from your well? Are you ready? Are you ready? Can you see the Spirit? Can you see your well? Can you see your well? Can you see your Spirit? Are you ready to kick the hell out of this thing? Are you ready? Are you ready? Say, you don't. I've been sitting at my financial well, taking advantage of my ignorance, my disobedience, and everything else, my lack of faith, and my whatever that has resulted in the situation that I find myself in. And you are sitting here asking me questions every time I want to drink from this well that God gave me. Now listen here. You have been exposed and your time is over. It's time now to move from this well. Right now. Right now. Are you ready to kick the hell out of this thing? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Say 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Jesus' name. Celebrate, celebrate. Hey, yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah. Hey. never. Say never. Ule raile le dimon. Ne ke check affair. Listen, I'm hearing something here. I'm hearing that there is a spirit, a demon. That demon says, in the families, since so and so, I'm the one that's keeping finances of this family. We need another kick. This is a household wickedness. When you check your family, has we enough films? How sheba left, who sheba right, who sheba center, sheba up, sheba down, you realize, Lena litimona lena. Let's hear about coming out. From my father's household, or my mother's household. Are you ready for another heavy kick? Are you ready? Which one are you kicking now? The household wickedness. The one that has been holding your father, your father's father, your father's father's father. Le khotse di chelete. Kore wa le bona di lena le dimpanyana. Le khotse di chelete tsa. Are you ready to kick this thing now? Once and for all. Are you ready to break the nose of this thing if it has got a nose? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1! Are responsible for the chelete tse lahlehang ka tlo. Lirikin. No. Are you ready for another kick? Now this one is the one that has been taking money. How sa tsebar chelete la salwe be a kai kai e kai. Who knows what I'm talking about here?
Ute.
I mean, like, where's that money? Where's that money? This one, this demon is that one. Anything that has something to do with your finances, it must die today. From two going on, arsabata matimon. Arbatlus dilakamatimon. Focus. You see, matimonites are mutaska focus. Hallelujah. We are getting all these spirits out of the way. Knowledge, which is what you'll be getting, not demons. Hallelujah. Are you ready to kick another nice kick?
Yes.
This one is the one that has just been picking up monies around the house. Are you ready? After this kick, may you find all the money that you ever lost. No, you don't understand this. I say after this kick, after this heavenly kick, may you find all the money that you ever lost in your life. All of it. All of it. All of it. All of your money. All your money. Are you ready to give another blow to this one? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Now we start from 1 to 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wait. You, don't forget any money, eh? Don't forget any money. Remember every money. Before I kick you. Anyway, when I kick you, your mind will be jacked up also. You remember. Are you ready to do this? 6. 7.